From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Coast Guard officials are dealing with two potential tragedies. Crews are still searching for 11 workers missing since Tuesday from an oil rig explosion off the Louisiana coast. And Adrian Rose, the vice president of Transocean Limited, which owns the rig, says leaking fuel is a potential problem.
The combined response team was not able to stem the flow of hydrocarbons prior to the rig sinking. And we are working closely with BP and the U.S. Coast Guard to evaluate the situation.
BP has a contract with Transocean to operate the rig. Meantime, family members of two missing workers have filed lawsuits accusing Transocean and BP of negligence. President Obama says a proposed rewrite of financial regulations would protect both Wall Street and the broader economy from another financial meltdown. NPR Scott Horsley reports on the president's appearance at Cooper Union in New York City.
President Obama's pitch comes not far from Wall Street. He says reckless behavior in the financial markets was one of the leading causes of the Great Recession. He says the new rules now being debated in the Senate would rein in the worst excesses without stifling the free market.
Our system only works. Our markets are only free when there are basic safeguards that prevent abuse, that check excesses, that ensure that it is more profitable to play by the rules than to game the system.
The president says the proposed Senate bill would protect consumers, make derivative trading more transparent, and allow the government to break up big failing companies before they threaten the wider system. Scott Horsley, NPR News, New York.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for restraint in the showdown between anti-government protesters and security forces in Bangkok. At least one person is dead and scores are injured from overnight clashes, including grenade attacks in the business center of the Thai capital. The protesters, calling themselves Red Shirts, have been camped out in the area since last month, demanding immediate elections. Iran is demonstrating its military might once again, but Barry Schwad reports the U.S. is reacting calmly after Iran held war games in the Strait of Hormuz.
The Pentagon has adopted a calm attitude of late. Top officials are saying the U.S. has ruled out a military strike against Iran anytime soon and expressed confidence the U.S. military could protect the U.S. against Iranian missile attack. Reacting now to the war games held with air, naval, and ground units for 3 days, the Pentagon says they don't seem to be out of the ordinary from what Iran has displayed in the past. Moreover, spokesman Jeff Morrell says Iran often makes exaggerated claims about its weapons testing. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
Shares in Tokyo, Shanghai, and Hong Kong closed lower. This is NPR News. An unmanned rocket carrying a small space shuttle-like vehicle is heading into orbit after blasting off from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The so-called X-37B orbital test vehicle is a next-generation, less costly space plane. Its mission has not been disclosed. Gary Payton, the Air Force Deputy Undersecretary for Space Programs, says there will be an onboard experiment. He says it's unclear when the vehicle will return to Earth. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is on a 2-day visit to Zimbabwe. Condemned by President Robert Mugabe's opponents as a gathering of despots that could further isolate Zimbabwe internationally, NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports on a meeting of two men who are united in their outspoken opposition to the West.
Hundreds of Zimbabwean Muslims waving Iranian flags sang and chanted as President Ahmadinejad arrived at Harare Airport. Mugabe's political rivals in the Movement for Democratic Change, who have joined him in a power-sharing government, called the Iranians' visit a colossal political scandal, describing Ahmadinejad as a warmonger and an executioner of dissenting voices who trampled on human rights and other issues. The MDC said he was a leader of questionable legitimacy. While Mugabe's critics talk of the presidents of two pariah states getting together, Zimbabwe's veteran leader is eager to agree joint ventures with Iran, including a tractor factory deal. The talks between Mugabe and Ahmadinejad are expected to focus on trade and cooperation agreements. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.